Yeah, when I was younger, I was pretty disorganized. Basically, I found it difficult to focus on things. I would complete assignments or papers or work tasks and then go off and goof around, read a book, play a game. I remember skipping a lot of school and going to the local library instead. It's where I first started reading about this stuff, about hypnotic stuff and mind control and erotic mind control myths and fiction. And eventually I decided to just make a career of it. I won't go into the details about that because they're a little sordid, but you can kind of figure out where the story ends. And here we are. I feel comfortable in who I am. But sometimes it can be difficult to believe that there is a possibility for improvement, that you are capable of forgiving yourself, progressing, moving beyond. So I read a lot of research, and I read a lot of touchy-feely books about taking care of yourself, living your best life. I read stuff about unfucking my messy house, and I read stuff about cleaning up and tidying up and streamlining one's life. And one of the pieces of research I read was about positivity and negativity. Some people are generally negative, some people are generally positive, but it's possible to re-sculpt your mind. And the first step they found in the research is meditation, a specific and particular kind of positive, upbeat meditation. And it's called kindness and compassion meditation. Now, you may think this means kindness and compassion toward other people, and eventually it does. But it begins with turning your attention inward, forgiving yourself for all the small megrims that haunt you. In the spirit of unburdening, I pause a couple times a day, and I just look inward at myself, and I cuss myself out. I tell myself I'm stupid, that I was an idiot, that things I did in the past were the wrong thing to do. I have megrims, flashes of past events where I was inconsiderate, foolish, hurtful, where I was not as kind as I'd like to be or as capable. And I stop and I tell myself off, and it really depresses one's mood. It makes them feel negative. So I eventually just had to develop the habit. Every time I did it, I'd stop, close my eyes, and tell myself, well, come on, everybody fucks up. None of it was willful, and what was willful, I've repented. And I can either go forward helping people out, or I can go forward feeling sorry for myself. Now, this is not to be mistaken for depression or when you have some kind of organic mental disorder or traumatic event. Those things need to be handled by therapy, consultation, whatever your personal method of handling them is. This is about the smaller, everyday, not too disruptive to your life, but still irritating to your day and depressive of your mood, events. The address for these is a little compassion and kindness, but turned inward. So speaking of turning inward, adopt whatever your meditation position is. This can be lying flat on your back. I feel like a lot of us have been done a disservice when we think of the classic lotus position seated Om chanting monk. Because frankly, most meditation just happens while you're doing other stuff. You can be chopping vegetables, driving a car. Though I do find it's more efficient to be somewhere where there are no tasks to your hand, except perhaps listening to someone through a process of guided meditation. That's what we're going to do today. Relax for me. Think of my voice and of your body. Your body contains multitudes. We've all heard the quote, I contain multitudes. Well, you really do contain a splendid, incredible system and systems sustaining your functions. But breathing has been symbolic for a long time. In hypnosis, the deepness of your breathing, the slowness of it, is often highlighted. But the same is true for mindfulness meditation, which can be a nice first step toward discussing kindness and compassion. So I call attention to your breathing. Ensure there are no impediments to your body, that you are comfortable. Think about the place your body occupies in space and time. Are you comfortable? Do you maybe need a break to go get a drink or something to eat? Or do you want me to keep going? I'll keep going for now, but you do have the ability to say something, to signal, to interrupt, to stop. And if you did that, well, it's no problem with that. Because frankly, I want you in optimal condition at all times, as deep and comfortable and dreamy and blank as you can get. Sure. But in this particular case, I just want you considering your body. And it's deep, long, resonant breathing. Focus on your breathing and the ways you can vary it. You don't have to adopt a particular pattern. You can keep breathing naturally. But one of the little mental tricks we play on ourselves is once you think about your breathing, you're thinking about your breathing, thinking about how breath flows in, fills your lungs, and how soothing it is to focus on that internal process. It sustains you. It carries on. Think of how our bodies are linked to the feeling of breathing. A deep breath intrinsically calms us, both because of our body's physiological reaction at having its needs satiated, and because in the common consciousness, a deep steadying breath helps to combat nerves. So breathe deep. That mere action may calm you in the moment. Calm you before I confess further that we all have those moments, breathe deep. Those moments when we feel as if we were not quite what we could have been, moments of regret, breathe deep. But there are people in the world, and if you research it, you will find it, all throughout history. There are people who lived to a ripe old age and only then achieved what they wanted to. There are people who started late in life, people who started early, took a break, and resumed. And there are people who've made big mistakes, but the willfulness of them just gives you perspective on how you can improve yourself, on how you can be better. Because out of your desire to improve comes an overall positivity you can add to the world and yourself. Forgive yourself. I am more than my mistakes. I am more than the sum of what has gone before. As a complete and living being, you have a great potential to influence other beings. If that influence is a positive, warm, progressively assistive one, then ultimately you will make others not have those feelings of regret. You will spread the warm feeling of kindness, compassion, comfort, and understanding. And in so doing, you will be more and more complete. Forgive yourself. I am more than the sum of my mistakes. I am more than what has gone before. The simplest stepping stone. Eventually, you will get better and better at forgiving others, at encouraging them to forgive themselves. But if you want to do that kind of positive amendment to your life, that improvement, you have to begin with self-forgiveness. We have all been foolish. We all have regrets. We all live with that. But honestly, the next time you're scolding yourself for it, realize that all the self-flagellation in the world will not change one moment of the past or alter the future, whereas forgiving yourself has already altered your path. Forgive yourself. I am more than the sum of my mistakes. I am more than what has gone before. Simple, effective, progressive. Granted, I cry over those words when I first started saying them, but honestly, we are more than the sum of what has gone before. We are better and better, and we can continue to improve. You can do anything within your power and within your potential if you believe in that power and that potential. But if you limit yourself through megrims, through grief, through retention and regret, you are more limited. Forgive yourself. I am more than my mistakes. I am more than what has gone before. These things are all true, but we have difficulty moving past them because we do live in a culture of blame sometimes. So set aside that blame. Lay aside that concern. And give yourself permission to forgive yourself. Because honestly, you want to get to the point where you're forgiving others, where you're helping them to stop feeling the way you felt. Yes, felt in the past tense. Past tense, let go. of the megrims and the regrets. Forgive yourself. Let's each of us give each other permission to forgive ourselves. I am more than the sum of my mistakes. I am more than the things that have gone before. Improvement is possible, and I can help others to improve. A small element of kindness is a victory. Think of how we prize those who remain kind even when others are giving up, those who remain compassionate. This does not mean that one should be a doormat, but it is acceptable to take a moment to say, this person is probably acting out of the same negative emotions that overflow me. Why don't we both move past them together? Meditate on that. Your mantra for now is, forgive yourself. I am more than the sum of my mistakes. I am more than my mistakes. I am more than what has gone before. Forgive yourself. Relax. It will be okay, and we will proceed together.